Is the, are we just gonna make a new one today?
Yeah, we're changing it, so we'll just do it now.
Oh, well, then you need to make, you need to make a motion then.
Well, do we want to?
Okay, well, I'll make a motion that Derek's concerned.
And I'll second that. Okay, it's officially yours.
All right.
I vote of
good job, Derek.
Favor, say aye.
Aye. So right now we're at the end of this meeting.
Right now.
Effective immediately.
All right. Thank you. I'll be the chairman. So on our agenda, we have call to order. Roll call. Randy's not here. He was sick. Or something. Said he couldn't be here.
Something.
We'll excuse Brandon because he's someplace, I'm sure. Welcome, Vicki.
Thank you.
And approval of the minutes from our last meeting.
So on December 12th, 2024.
Yeah, I was thinking we met in January, so it was December, yeah.
And it was really short. We just had a motion to adopt the budget for 2025. That was it. So.
All right. Any further discussion?
No.
I'll entertain a motion.
I make a motion. We accept the minutes.
Second it.
Motion and a second. All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Oh, chairman change. We already did number four. Financial review.
Well, I didn't have time to print all the reports, so I'll just talk to it here real quick. So far, we've received about $180,000 year to date.
Is that all one? Or is that a
two deposits?
Two.
And then we got a little bit of interest, about $3,800 of interest. We had $49 of advertising with the Chronicle. And then we spent a little bit with the road department, $22,000 for a crack sealer. Oh, sorry. Crack sealer is a liquid.
It's right? Actually the, it's the oil. The oil. Yeah.
So we spent a total of $68,000 on crack sealer. And then we spent another $31,000 on a truck repair. That was a Demon Diesel. I don't remember what truck we were fixing or what was fixed on.
Was it Peterbilt that
bought? And that's really all we spent. And just tonight, the meeting cost is $300. So we spent $98,000 year to date. So
when do we have to do our audit?
I got everything put together. I just need to send it off.
Okay. Let's see. That's coming up.
No, we've got a while.
Do we? Okay.
It's the end of June.
Not going to June.
Yeah, they like it earlier.
And we went over $1 million, so we've got to do...
We're going to do an audit this year.
Yeah.
We're like $50,000 over $1 million, so...
Well, that's good for Brandon.
Yeah, it's good for the county.
Good for the county.
So that leaves us with $549,000 sitting in the old bank account.
Sweet. Do we need a motion?
Sure.
Or do we need discussion?
Yeah, further discussion?
I make a motion. We accept the financial review.
I second it.
All those in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Other business. What does Brandon have
I was gonna say,
coming up? Or what does he need?
Yes, he wants to get a fiberglass tank to hold the mag. Because now it's in a bladder, but he wants to get this tank, and it's like 60 foot by 12 foot tall. It's $130,000.
Is that a permanent tank?
It's a permanent tank, yeah, and they said it would last forever. Hmm. It's kind of a specialty thing, so he has to get it out of Kansas.
So it's you just set it up in the yard?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the mag chloride's not supposed to destroy it like it does some things.
Some things.
Yeah.
Well, being fiberglass.
So I guess, why do we need storage?
Because you have to store it somewhere so that it's there when we go to MAG, they can haul
it. Just pump out of it, and they just use a bladder that was that size.
Uh-huh.
They used to just haul it in trucks.
Right. Every day. And then as we use it, they're bringing it.
Oh, so you're going to haul it in and store it, and then you can just use it all at once.
Yeah. Out behind the buildings, they have this big place they built that's got concrete walls. It has this bladder sitting in it, this huge bladder that they store it in.
But it gets weathered, and sometimes, not last year, I don't think we had a problem, but the year before, like, it got a slit in it, and then all your mag just goes everywhere. But.
And you can't put it in, like, regular concrete.
No.
Because it eats it.
It'll eat it, yeah.
No, they put that on the road. It eats everything.
Yeah. No, don't follow behind the
between
mag
the
track.
Mag and the cinder and the cinder chips, everything is getting eaten. Your truck and your tires.
Yeah,
I wore out a wash of shoes on that cinder.
Yeah.
Just walking on it.
So that's the only thing he told me. That
168. How much?
130.
Oh,
15,000 is to ship it here because we have to get it out of Kansas.
Right.
So it's 115,000.
Well, it's mag season coming up.
Yeah. Well, his plan is to back off magging any more than he has to.
Do they mag as many miles as they used to?
Since I've been there, they've done about the same. They get about 2,500 ton.
Mad. Since I moved off to dirt road, I don't really care much anymore.
Vicki, do you have anything for us?
Nope. Brandon keeps me informed, but calls me a lot, which I like to know what's going on, so I appreciate that.
I do have one. Did anybody else get that email from the state saying that we had to do some training?
There's a training. There's a conference going on down in St. George. I can look up the dates if any of you are interested in it. But it's called Building Utah. UAC is part of it. But the first day, it's all about building roads. I don't know if any of you guys want to go down to it or not. If you do, I'll get you the information.
Well, that was... Who do we send all our training to?
Is it the state auditor's office?
The state auditor
holds it.
So I got that stupid email. Because like,
you're supposed to be the chairman this year. That's why you got it.
I had to have training, and I thought, I've done all my training. Why am I getting this notice?
There's some that come up periodically, but I don't know what kind of training it was asking me to do.
Yeah. Just for a new appointment.
Isn't the Utah maybe. One summit they do down
the only
there?
Thing I've seen is like that cool. One you have to do when you first Vicky get put in.
Utah
right.
Yeah.
You have to redo
it. I'm just looking it up. It's Building Utah Conference.
We kept up
in St. George.
Yeah, it's in St. George.
Just because it's one of those things that dangles on the audit if we don't do it.
There's a couple of classes. Traffic control technician and flagger certification, okay. If any of you guys want that.
We should send the road department instead.
They're going. We have
good.
We have four people that are signed up to go.
Topics for this year's conference, gravel road stabilization, Utah's new project portal, work order management with AI-driven technologies, introduction to OSHA, winter road maintenance 101, saving time and money with ice slicer, private to public crossing transition, Union Pacific Rail, doing more with less, the new sustainable approach to rural road infrastructure, and then it says more to come.
Doing more with less.
You all look really interested.
I didn't hear
if
anything
anybody
about governments.
Wants, if anybody wants to go.
So.
What, that glaze?
Yeah, you're all
there. That's
what. And we are doing the traffic control technician one in Fillmore next week if anyone wants to participate.
Traffic control technician?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
A flagger?
No, we've already taken the flagging classes. It's like a step up. Mm-hmm.
A
putting
step
out
up.
The signs.
Knowing where to tell
to
people
be.
To stand.
Yeah.
Okay.
The commissioners, administrators, state legislators, state department heads, There'll be large machinery, cutting-edge technology, and road construction equipment on display.
I make a motion that Melissa goes.
You're babysitting?
Sounds pretty exciting.
The Jumping Highway Committee meet down there.
Corey's got that all.
Are there any federal, are there any state projects going on this summer in the county?
Come on, it's insane. I haven't
heard announced.
Are there any like state road projects going on in the county this summer? Like last summer,
not
we were all tore
that I
up
know
and,
of.
And out of Delta and out to the
well, I noticed right there by the compost mushroom on the road there, the whoever, I don't know which one it is that leases that, but they've been amassing their cones and things. I'm wondering if the state's planning something on like 15. Because they've got
a staging yard.
They've always kind of stored there, but as they've done projects, then there's more. But I've noticed the other day there was a lot.
I think Fillmore City's going to annex a little more area in, and they want to put an oiled road in and take over the road from the county.
For where at?
I don't know if it's down by Terrible's.
It's a dirt road?
Yeah, it's a gravel road right now, and I think they think that there's somebody that wants to build something down that road or anyway. I don't know how.
That could be.
So they're going to take the road from the county?
Yeah. They want to annex.
I wonder if that's by Arby's.
Maybe it's
that
by
goes,
Arby's.
That goes to
could
dirt.
Be by Arby's. I can't or remember for sure where they said it was.
That goes to gravel.
Okay, any reason to review the bylaws?
No.
Anybody have anything else?
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for being here. Yeah. Thanks for playing.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys are willing to be on the committee.
It's a tough duty, but...
But somebody's got to do it.
Somebody's got to do it in order for the road department to get that $1 million.
Yeah.
And it doesn't offset county PILT money, so.
I did three terms on the planning and zoning.
Really?
That was way more work than this one. So I appreciate this one.
Yeah, this is a good one.
Yeah. And we get to see results.
Yep.
Well, I make a motion we adjourn.
I will second that.
Anybody opposed to that?
Nay.
All those in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
This one go back and